This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, out to our great radio affiliates on the GCN Live, on the Salem, and on the USA Radio Network, as well as leading independent stations all across the country and also around the world via the internet and the satellite. And hello to our friend Maria in Germany, who's listening to us again with her friends over there. By the way, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, let's not forget to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Goes for our FedEx and our UPS drivers, plus also the bulk mail letter carriers out there, the mail haulers. And, of course, our suicide jockeys couldn't get it done without you guys and gals, hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook. We have the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page over there. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're on Donald Trump's Truth Social website. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Well, joining us, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, been with us all night. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
All right. And, of course, we've got our good friend and compadre down there across the river, or the river, listen to me, down there across the bay in the big bridge, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Professor.
All righty. Are you guys ready to say the Pledge of Allegiance?
I'm ready, Captain.
Yep. Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag, of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, I've been waiting all night to ask you this question. I'm thinking from a military standpoint, and I think your mind might be going there too, that this was all a little bit devious, this thing that happened over the weekend in Russia. Maybe it was to move a large force of troops from point A to point B, where you really wanted them to begin with, but make it look like it wasn't really a troop movement. It was just somebody saying, oh, well, we're going to banish them to this place or something like that. What do you think?
Yeah, I hesitate to make an absolute conclusion because we don't know. The truth is always somewhere in between. I do not believe that this is some kind of grand scheme, a facade created by Vladimir Putin. I think he absolutely was taken by surprise somewhat by Prigozhin and the Wagner group, and that continues to be a concern for him. I don't think that this had the great impact to make him considerably less powerful. In the end, in the next few days, they're going to tell us out, the conditions in Russia and in Ukraine are fundamentally the same as they were a week ago, except there is an unknown. We have Prigozhin, and we have significant part of his existing group that he has control over in Belarus, which are essentially being given political asylum in Belarus, which is very interesting. But you got to remember, a big part of his forces are in Africa.
Yep.
And I think his ability to control them is probably gone. I think that, Russia will not permit that now. So Putin, don't write him off too soon. Wagner's not done. Brigazin's not done. But the fundamental relationship between those two folks is totally different. And got to remember, Brigazin has not been forgiven of all criminal charges.
No.
That could still happen. There are many of the folks in Russia are still saying, hey, we need to pull a bullet in this guy's head. And quite honestly, if I was in Putin's shoes, from his perspective, as evil as that might be, I'd have to say, well, yeah.
Well, we understood from the beginning that the Wagner Group was upset for about three different reasons. The first one was the Russian Air Force, at the direction of the Russian Defense Minister, bombed their position and killed 2,000 of their troops.
Well, it started off with them being very disenchanted with the incompetence of the Russian leadership, and with them having to pay the bulk of the price with the fighting, particularly there in Bakhmut. I mean, that's undeniable. We know that to be the case. And quite honestly, his criticisms of the incompetence of the Russian leadership has basis in fact. Now, a lot of the killing of his folks, I don't think that 2,000 is special. I think that Putin was capable, and the Russians were more capable of destroying much more of them in their march over the last couple of days towards Moscow.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, there was a helicopter attack, and it killed some. And, frankly, the Wagner Group was successful to destroy Russian helicopters. But I think that was a restrained thing like that, mainly to just hold in check. And I think in the end, I don't think this was by design. I think it happened the way it was. But as hard as it is to believe, I think Putin actually showed a little restraint. And in the end, the Wagner Group was forced to show some restraint. You hear a lot of the rhetoric, and the rhetoric goes well beyond what I believe are the real facts on the ground, which is that, in the end, things have not fundamentally changed in Ukraine and Russia, in my opinion.
Well, we're getting ready to take a break, and when we come back, I got another question to ask you about, Elizabeth, because an army moves on its stomach and moves on the money they have in their pockets, and we'll get into all that in a minute. Kyle, you hang on. Colonel, you hang on. And, folks, we're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you ever watched a video on the Internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why Internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, we're coming back. Moss Nissan, that's MAUSNissan.com, the website. They bring you this portion of the program. Remember, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS, firefighters, police, sheriff, state police, security, and church pastors too, active or retired, get a discount on the vehicle that you buy. Plus, you also get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. That is free oil changes and free tire rotation. Moss will take great care of you with their locations at Newport Richey, 19 and 54. That's the big flagship store. Plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And the all-new Moss Nissan located in Brooksville, State Route 50, backed up against the Suncoast Parkway, the toll road right there in Brooksville on State Route 50. Don't forget to go to Moss, MAUSNissan.com. Tell them the captain sent you, and watch and see what happens next. All right, first, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Back to retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning to both of you.
And now we have a caller. It's Iron Mike, who is a veteran of the Canadian military. So take it away, eh?
The Russian defense minister has, well, first of all, the head of Wagner, his issue has been that some of his men have not been paid. And keep in mind, they're mercenaries. That's what they do. You fight for pay, and if they're not getting enough ammunition, that comes from the Russian defense minister. And that's where the issue rises. And I'd like to have the colonel's comments on that.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Bye. See you.
See you for lunch. Okay. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. First, it's kind of cool that we got an Iron Mike from Canada.
Yep.
And Iron Mike, of course, being me being a a future station at Fort Benning to think of Iron Mike and that ground infantryman from American forces. But anyway, that aside, yeah, and we talked about that in the break. Yeah, he's absolutely right. Yeah, bingo. Yeah, they are mercenaries. They are paid. And the wealth that they had to start off their fighting was through criminal enterprises for a long, long time. And at one time, Prigozhin, it's probably no longer true, was close buddies and pals of Putin, and Putin looked the other way long before he went severe dictator on us in encouraging the criminal enterprises of the Wagner Group and all that. And that's where they got their wealth. And if that cuts off and they're not getting money from the folks in the Russian defense forces, yeah, of course this is what's going to happen. So, that's absolutely true. And there are comments on the incompetence, which is a true statement, of many of the Russian military leaders. It's absolutely true. But, yeah, the mercenaries aren't going to fight just because they don't like the leadership. Hey, you can have poor leadership, but as long as you're a mercenary and you're getting paid, you're happy. So, yeah, I concur with what Iron Mike said. Money drives the train when you're a mercenary.
Mm. Kyle, what's on your mind?
Well, thank you, Captain, and good morning, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And I wanted to ask you, let's just say you're a fly on the wall, or not just a fly on the wall, but let's say that you're advising the president, not necessarily Biden, but, of course, it's Biden right now. What do you say to the president regarding the nuclear weapons in Belarus? What can be done to try to make sure that they're never deployed, or is that something that can be done?
I don't know that it can be done because, one, look at what we have done to look the other way over the past three presidencies, frankly, with the nuclear capabilities of Iran, which is far more dangerous, as dangerous as nuclear capabilities in a place like Belarus. Right now, Belarus, despite the fact that it appears to be providing political asylum to Prigozhin, is still very much encumbered to Vladimir Putin and the Russians. And so I don't think that right now we're relying on the good graces of Vladimir Putin, despite his rhetoric, to constrain that. And quite honestly, I think he's crazy, but he's not stupid. And the NATO and the unknown nuclear capabilities outside of NATO of France and other and the European Union is great enough that I think that is currently a deterrent. Now, the fear is that people have access to things that will do things that are not, that are against the wishes of the crazy but not stupid guy in the name of Vladimir Putin. So, honestly, what can we do in the short term and in the midterm? I'm not so sure we can do much of anything other than, I hate to say it, because this is what the administration says on everything, and some things they could do, some of that, well, we're continuing to monitor the situation. There are some things that is all the heck you can do.
Let me throw a monkey wrench into the works, and that would be China. Now, China's sitting back watching all of this stuff that took place in Russia. It's an obvious sign of weakness on the part of Russia, in China's opinion. That's my opinion. Now, what do you think China's going to be doing? Are they going to think they're the big boys on the block now, or what's going to happen?
Well, there's no now to that. They've long thought that. That's what they've sought, and that's what they are intending to increase. They know that, and Putin knows that he's second banana to the Chinese. The Chinese, amongst the axis of evil, Iran and China and Russia, China is the number one dog. And our greatest national security threat continues to be China, as well as our poorest borders. Plain and simple, those facts haven't changed.
Okay. Hunter, listen to me. I'm thinking of Hunter Biden. Let's do this. Hunter Biden the other night attended the White House state dinner in honor of the Indian prime minister that was in town. And of all people to run into, he and the attorney general were having just the greatest conversation. That was kind of, well, I won't call it fishy. I'll just call it weird.
Yeah, under normal circumstances, the idea of the president's son joining him at a state dinner is no big deal. However, under the current circumstances, it does draw some attention and brings attention, and it underscores. I mean, yeah, you can call it just optics, but there's more than optics. And everybody's upset, as they should be, about the sweetheart deal They got, but that's not the big case with Hunter Biden. It's not. The pay to play and the criminal scheme. Yeah, you know, we've been talking about how the Wagner Group has run a criminal enterprise in Russia. Well, by all appearances and by all apparent evidence, there's been a criminal enterprise long going, dating back to the vice presidency of our current president, and his son was the key player in that, along with the big man. So, yeah, the optics are bad, and it clearly underscores what is increasingly becoming apparent, and more to follow on that, no doubt.
Now, the Supreme Court had a decision earlier this week that allows the Louisiana congressional map to be withdrawn to add a majority black district, which they've been trying to do for years and years and years. And, yeah, it was upside down and backwards in a couple of districts, so I get what they're doing and all that sort of stuff. But I don't think it's really going to affect a whole lot of stuff. Do you?
You know, gerrymandering has been fought at, and whether it is set up generally to favor one political party or another, depending on who's in control of the state legislature. But this is a form of gerrymandering to have particular results in effect. We've already got that. I mean, listen, there is a divide between the urban and the rural America right now. That is abundantly clear. That is a natural thing that can't be controlled. But just by virtue of personality and the way that the census go and all that, we've got whole districts that are very much controlled by Democrats and, frankly, because of the percentage of the population, by minorities. So I don't get that. I don't understand that. That's suspicious. It's gerrymandering by any other name. And I tread lightly for that. And it bothers me. Whenever the courts get involved in deciding political outcomes, That is cause for concern.
Okay, Colonel, we got about 30 seconds. Please tell us about the Republican Liberty Caucus.
Yeah, very quickly. We are not a chartered or affiliated of the Republican Party, but we bill ourselves as the conscience of the Republican Party. We work within the party to hold ourselves true, the party and those that are elected that call themselves Republicans, to Constitution and limited government, individual rights and responsibilities, and free enterprise. It's as simple as that. We are grounded in the foundational principles. We don't want a third party, but we just want our Republican Party to hold true to its constitutional roots. And we do that. And you can Google us. You can find the National Republican Liberty Caucus. Here in a couple of weeks, I'll be up in Memphis for our convention for that. And in September, we'll have our Florida Republican Liberty Caucus convention. So people can Google that, find us out, find us what we're about. Whether you join us or not, at least discover what we're all about.
And you're going to report back for us from up there. Tell us what's going on, aren't you?
Well, absolutely, Captain. You know I will.
All right, we'll talk to you soon, my friend. All right, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And Kyle Warren will be right there. We'll be right back with a Harrison baseball report. Yeah. We'll see what goes on there. Talk a little baseball. Don't go anywhere.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA News Update. The judge overseeing presidential candidate Donald Trump's federal criminal case relating to the handling of classified materials has set a pretrial hearing date. Court papers filed Monday show that Judge Eileen Cannon scheduled a hearing for July 14th in Fort Pierce, Florida. It'll focus on the classified documents and how they will be handled. Louisiana will have to redraw the state's congressional map after the Supreme Court dismissed its appeal Monday. The state was sued last year over a new map passed by the legislature that created just one district with a black majority, that despite data census showing the state's population to be about a third black. The CDC is warning that malaria is spreading locally in the United States. Cases have been seen in Florida and Texas, the first documented cases of local transmission in 20 years. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All right, and our baseball report we're going to have here in just a second with our buddy Harrison. It'll be brought to you by MyPillow. That's Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com. Remember, go over to the website, MyPillow.com. You can save up to 80% with the promo code CAPTAIN. That's right, the promo code CAPTAIN. You can give them a call. Also, talk to a live person, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. One more time, 800-641-5459. Promo code CAPTAIN. Save up to 80%. Pillows, towels, sheets, slippers, pajamas, all kinds of things going on. He's getting rid of the Pascal sheets, clearing them out. 80% off the price, $29.95 for the whole set. And by the way, you can now get four pillows, four different size pillows, for $99.99. Save yourself about $150 on that little adventure. So there you go. Now, first of all, Kyle Warren, professor of politics. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Okay, let's go down here and pick up Harrison. Good morning, Harrison. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Just get ready for the theme song. You ready?
I'm very ready.
You ready, Kyle?
Absolutely.
Here we go.
R1, R2, R3.
Take me out to the ball game. Take to the crowd. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game. go. I love Eric Harry. Just love Eric Harry. Okay, Harrison, take it away, my friend.
Let's play ball. Let's get started on this week's MLB Baseball Report. Leading off, Shohei Ohtani hits his 26th home run of the season to help put the Los Angeles Angels over Chicago White Sox 2-1. Ohtani's 26 home runs are the most in all of Major League Baseball. 11 of these home runs have come just during this calendar month. Tonight, Ohtani will take the mound for the Angels against the White Sox, and yes, he will be hitting as well. Heading south, the Atlanta Braves start a homestand on the right foot with a 4-1 win over the Minnesota Twins. The National League MVP favorite, Ronald Acuna Jr., blasted a 2-run home run in the winning effort. Justin Verlander pitched 5 shutout innings, but the New York Mets come up short against the Milwaukee Brewers. The Mets have now lost 5 of their last 6 games. Meanwhile, the Brewers have won 3 of their last 4 games and are back in first place in the National League Central. To finish off last night's action, the Detroit Tigers beat the Texas Rangers 7-2, the Seattle Mariners beat the Washington Nationals 8-4, and the Baltimore Orioles beat the Cincinnati Reds 10-2. Checking in on Luis Arraez as he continues to chase that .400 batting average. Arraez enters tonight's Marlins game batting .399. It should be noted that in the month of June, the highest he's batted is .403, so he has reached .400 so far. Arraez will have a chance to get back over .400 when the Marlins begin their series at Fenway Park against the Boston Red Sox tonight. A reminder that nobody in Major League Baseball has batted over .400 since Ted Williams did so, batting .406 all the way back in 1941. Anyhow, West Clayton Kershaw takes the mound for the Los Angeles Dodgers when they travel to Denver to play the Colorado Rockies. Kershaw has been near untouchable in his last 4 games, posting a 3-0 record and a 1.33 ERA. The Dodgers sit comfortably 3 games ahead of the Phillies for the National League's 3rd wildcard spot, while the Rockies sit at the bottom of the National League. The San Francisco Giants head north of the border for a series against the Toronto Blue Jays. A note for this series, while Toronto has had a strong record in interleague play, something that the Giants should make note of, they have a losing record against teams over .500. Sticking with East-West matchups, the New York Yankees look to pull off a strong homestand when they travel out west to Oakland to play the Athletics. The Yankees still sit 9.5 games back of the MLB best Tampa Bay Rays in the American League East, but they do maintain a second wildcard spot. Speaking of the Rays, they head out west to Phoenix to face the NL West leading Arizona Diamondbacks. Rookie Taj Bradley will go toe-to-toe with potential Cy Young candidate Zach Gallen. The Rays look to have a much better Western road trip this time around, having dropped 4 of their last 7 when they went to go play the Athletics and the Padres a couple weeks ago. Other games happening tonight include the Cardinals hosting the Astros, the Chicago Cubs hosting the Philadelphia Phillies, the Cleveland Guardians taking on the Kansas City Royals in KC, and the Padres face the Pirates up in the Steel City. The MLB All-Star Game is just 2 weeks away, and you can still get your favorite players in. Voting has entered Phase 2, where you pick from a group of finalists. Phase 1 was the traditional All-Star ballot, while Phase 2 is simply narrowing down some potential starters to a few finalists. Ronald Acuna Jr. and Shohei Ohtani have already been locked in to start having led the voting in Phase 1. Some notable finalists in the American League include rookie Adley Rutschman at catcher, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. at first base, Corey Seager at shortstop, and then Aaron Judge, Mike Trout, Randy Arozarena, and Yordan Alvarez all look to be starters in the outfield. Since Ohtani is guaranteed to start in the American League in the All-Star game, there is no designated hitter vote for the American League side of the ballot. Anyway, here's some notable finalists in the National League. You have Sean Murphy looking to start at catcher, Freddie Freeman at first base, Luis Arraez at second base, Nolan Arenado at third base, Francisco Lindor at shortstop, Bryce Harper at DH, a reminder to everyone that the National League now has a designated hitter. And Mookie Betts and Michael Harris are candidates looking to join Ronald Acuna Jr. in the outfield. The Atlanta Braves by far are the most represented in the finalist count with 7 potential guys who could be starters in the All-Star game. The Blue Jays and the Rangers both have 5 finalists, and the Dodgers are 3rd in the number of candidates to start at 4. Phase 2 of voting ends June 29th at noon, so we'll know who the starters are by the end of the week. That'll do it for this week's MLB Baseball Report. I'm Harrison Snagovitz, and we now return you to Captain's America, First Watch.
Third Watch.
Third Watch.
By the way, Harrison, I got a question for you. Who are the leading candidates with the Rays to make it to the All-Star team? Who do we need to vote for?
That's a great question. The answer is you got Randy Arozarena out in the outfield, and then you have Yandy Diaz looking to start first base over Vladimir Guerrero Jr. And keep an eye out for Juan DeFranco.
All right. So we'll see what happens then. And thank you very much. Hang on. I'll be with you in a second here. But, Kyle, L.A. Angels, what's going on? Is it the California Angels, right?
Well, their official name is the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. That's
all right.
They're doing pretty good as far as I know. I don't know what the score was earlier tonight. We actually had tickets for the game, but weren't able to go, so we gave them to some friends of ours.
Ooh, what a nice friend you are.
Well, but it's always fun. Angel Stadium is a really great place to go. There's a lot of families that come there. It's just the vibe at Angel Stadium is always, always really good. And people just enjoy the games. And of course, it's always a great night to go out for baseball, any night.
Now, when you move over here to Florida, you can live in the new area down there by Tropicana Field, where they're going to redo things and make a big park and shopping center and hotel and all that sort of stuff, like a landing area for the baseball folks. You could be right there and just literally walk to the baseball park.
That would be pretty cool, wouldn't it? Absolutely.
Yeah. And you'll still be able to manage one of the new properties that's there.
Well, we'll see. Yeah.
Might even be able to live in a high rise.
Maybe, yeah.
We all want to know when you're leaving California.
Well, you never know.
We keep prodding you. Because I know Mr. Markowski's getting ready to point it south once his kids get out of school up there and go the college route. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And we're going to wrap it up with our final segment here. So don't go anywhere. I shall return with more. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Well, we're going to have a lot of fun again today, as we always do at Mission Barbecue. It's always a great lunch. Great compadres are there, and we have tremendous conversations, and you never know who's going to show up. By the way, our regular sponsor for this segment, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, is also around, and I've worked with them for years and years. They were one of my first sponsors on the radio when I first started some 22, 23 years ago, and from installation to parts and cleaning, they are the best ones to call if you need blinds, shades, or shutters. Anywhere in the country, they got parts. They'll send them to you. If you're up there in Denver, if you're out there in Albuquerque, if you're up in Detroit, you need parts, you can't get them, call them up at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Get them a call, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, and they just might be able to help you out by sending you the parts you need. Now, if you're in the local area, they're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. That's 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. You can stop on in, take a peek, see, or give them a call, schedule an appointment to have them come see you at 941-922-2345. So again, that number is 941-922-2345. To schedule an appointment or just stop on by. Local, experienced, and the best of what they do, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Tell them the Captain sent you. Okay, back up to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We talked about a lot of stuff today, and I want to go back to Donald Trump for a minute here. That tape that was played that came from CNN where he talked about the fact that he shouldn't have been showing it to the people that were looking at it because it was secret, and then it was the plans for that Milley, General Milley had put forth, a rough draft apparently, to attack Iran and neutralize their nuclear facility. In any scope of the imagination, that never should have been shown to anybody. I don't know where that's going to go. I don't know if that's dramatic enough to make a difference or not. It might be, because it when I heard what I heard, I couldn't believe it.
Well, we have just a brief clip of that again, Captain.
Play it.
Take a quick list. Yeah.
Play it.
Let's see.
Yeah.
I just found, isn't that amazing? This totally wins my case, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Except it is like highly confidential.
Yeah.
This is secret information. Yeah. Look at this. You attack. And
Hillary would print that out all the time, you know.
She sent it to.
But he was there saying that, you know, this is secret. This is.
He said the word secret. You know. He actually said it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. So again, it can be very problematic in a criminal case. That's sure. Certainly, Trump's legal team will try to interpret it in such a way that maybe the president was grandstanding, maybe he was jesting, he was joking around, something like that.
The problem he's got, and if I was advising him, okay, I would tell him flat out, sir, Mr. President, please be quiet. Please be quiet. Give your speech. Give your points. Tell everybody what you're going to do. Run on your record because it was second to nobody's. But please stop with the grandstanding.
Well, you know, you've heard the term less is more. I think this in the Trump 2.0 campaign, maybe that would be one of the watchwords there. Only because...
Yeah.
You mentioned, Captain, the record. It's. I think he's got a much stronger case to make to the American people.
Mm-hmm.
Of, do you remember what it was just a few short years ago? And look how terrible it's gotten in that short period of time.
Well, you're going to get the benefit to have a little bit of fun here because I'm queuing something up, and in a minute we're going to bring somebody on the telephone here. I'm going to bring him in a little bit earlier than I normally do, but let me get this to stop. Okay, there it is. Okay, so are you ready, Kyle?
Of course.
Here we go.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business to the 100 million people that listen to us, listen to me across the United States and all over the world. Let me say something. Look here, you know what? Destroy our enemies, okay? Joe Biden is running this country in the freaking ground. Joe Biden is running the country in the ground. He's in bed with China. He's letting Putin do whatever he wants. He hates the American people. You know, you people that vote for him, that he stole the election from in Georgia and all over? He hates you, you dumb nuts. The big guy is getting his 10%, and Hunter is getting his money. So don't tell me about Donald Trump did this and Donald Trump. Donald Trump was the greatest president in American history, okay? Now, who's the Judas that's not voting for Donald Trump? I got Ron DeSantis elected, okay? He ran against Adam Putnam. Adam Putnam was the go-to guy for the Republican establishment. Nobody even heard of Ron DeSantis. I told him to get with Donald Trump, and he won in a landslide. So anybody that stands on that stage or anyone who runs as an independent is a Democrat. Okay? They're a Democrat. The focus is on Joe Biden. Joe Biden sucks. Joe Biden is worse than the Detroit Lions, who haven't won a Super Bowl in 50 years, okay, with the same owner. So don't tell me about Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the greatest president in American history. He cares about our cops, and some of you are fake, okay? He cares about the American people. He cares about putting food on the table for your family, and he cares about law and order, which George Soros
20 seconds.
And don't care about. They're letting illegals in this country, and he cares about African Americans. Stand up for our country. Stand up for our cops. Stand up for Donald Trump. And most important,
lay down your life for Jesus Christ. Peace.
Okay. Comment, Kyle?
Did Todd say that 200 million people?
No, he said 100 million. I never said a word. What? 100 million. That's a far stretch.
Well,
maybe on a good night with all the resources we have, 2 million, but that's it. Most of the time, it's a half million to a million, right in that range, but it's steady all the time from all the different ways that people have to listen to us.
Well, of course, Todd was talking about Donald Trump, but getting back to what we were talking about prior to Todd, I do think you're right. I think Trump needs to maybe take a different tack. He has a tendency to want to sort of speak extemporaneously and sort of follow the stream of consciousness. And I do think that that gets him into trouble in some of these different interviews. I think it certainly did with the interview with Bret Baier the other night.
Well, he likes to talk. All he's got to do is run on his record. That's it. Run on your record, please, Mr. President. You will get elected. Nobody could do what he did. Nobody.
And I do think that's his strongest suit.
Mm-hmm.
And if he would hammer on that, and then yes, I do think he'd be better. And I think too, and this is what we hear, Captain, from callers. We hear it from the people we talk to.
Oh yeah.
And that is the insults have to also go away. The people they're not responding to that at all.
No, they're not. And this time in particular, they're not. They're calling people
exactly
names.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly, because 2016 was a different environment. It was a fresh take that Trump had at that time. So there was a certain workability to that, but not anymore.
Well, I'm going to let you go, and we will talk tomorrow night. We've had a very interesting night. A lot of things took place tonight, and you can listen to the podcast, folks. It'll be up in a little while, and, of course, you can always go to GCNlive.com. They have it every hour by the hour for the 4 hours that we're on. And, of course, it's streaming on my website. Will be in about 20 minutes over there at the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. So, Kyle, I'll talk to you tonight.
Sounds good, Captain. Take care.
All right. Thank you very much. And, of course, today, folks, I'll be over at Mission Barbecue. Here we go.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
And remember, on this program, it's all about we the people. We can do this. I'm not going to be one of those people that's going to sit here and go, well, the voting machines, you know something? You want the voting machines changed? By God, get on the telephone and start calling the supervisor of elections offices. Say, hey, you got a problem? Get rid of it. Or we'll help you get rid of it by bringing a petition or whatever. You got to get involved. You got to get your skin in the game, folks. If you don't, you got nobody to blame but yourself. Pick a group. Attend a meeting. Something. Somebody. Somewhere. Be happy to see you at the Tampa Bay Trump Club when they have the meeting. All right. Have yourself a great day, great night, great afternoon. I'll see you for lunch. God bless America. It's all about we the people.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendivite.